We have a special guest speaker today that's going to come and deliver our message. Yesterday, right here in this sanctuary, we had an anointed, God-filled day of teaching, of seminar, although I hesitate to even call it that because it was just an amazing gathering filled with God's grace and mercy. The Aldersgate Renewal Ministries folks came and shared with us a team of seven, how many of you were there? Six, yeah, I had to think everybody's name. We have several of those folks with us. Harry and Ann Pete are back there. Harry and Ann, wave, hello. Harry and Ann Pete and Susie Stewart was on the team. I know Susie's here somewhere, there she is. Are any of the other team members? They're probably all downstairs teaching, aren't they? That's right. Okay. The other team members are downstairs teaching our small groups time, and this group was led by Jeannie Martin, who coordinated the event for the Aldersgate Renewal Ministries folks. It was Lord teach us to pray. Lord teach us to pray, and so we took a look at how, when, why Jesus prayed, and how he modeled prayer for us. And then we learned some very practical ways of learning how to pray for ourselves. And it was just a wonderful day. But Jeannie's going to come, and she's going to give our message today for both services and share a little bit more about prayer with you and intimacy with God. So without further ado, Jeannie Martin. Come, Jeannie, come teach us. Lead us to the feet of Jesus. All right.
Do you want to read your own scripture?
I can. Would you pray with me? Gracious Heavenly Father, would you come? Flood my soul with your Holy Spirit. May the words of my mouth be yours and yours alone. May the meditations of our heart be directed by you. May you alone, Lord, be honored and glorified in all that we think, do, and say. To your glory we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, good morning. I will confess right up front, I'm very humbled. It is an incredible privilege to stand here before you this morning. I continue to breathe in the Holy Spirit in hopes that he will just take over and that I might get out of the way. I believe he has a wonderful word for you this morning. I bring greetings from Aldersgate Renewal Ministries. We are headquartered in Goodlettsville, Tennessee. And where I serve actively on the advisory council as a member, and then I coordinate a variety of local weekend renewal events and or a team member. I have served under Harry on a Life in the Spirit seminar, and so I have privilege to go out, and I'm hopeful, be so filled that I spill over Jesus, that you might receive some of his joy and his hope. The scripture, the message really has already been sung. If you listen to all that we sang, you already know. In fact, one of the things the memory verse is that God is love. And so if we know God, then we love, correct? So my scripture for talking to you, the title of this message is Intimacy with God in Prayer. And the Lord gave me scripture out of John 10. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. And we've already been told we know him, right? If we love, we know him. Jesus, or just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that are not in of this sheep pen, and I must bring them also. That's why we get to go out, so that we can bring more, right? Reach all for Christ. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Church universal. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. In fact, no one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father has given them to me, and he is even greater. And no one can snatch them out, snatch us out of the Father's hand, for the Father and Jesus are one. Now, the purpose of our seminar, as Pastor has shared, was for us to grow in our personal prayer life. And we explored, where are we? So that's my first question to you this morning. You'll forgive me as a teacher that I often will ask you questions and encourage you to ponder. Where are you in prayer? Are you walking in an intimate personal relationship with God? Or are you perhaps only in the beginning stages, saying a prayer here as we all prayed? Maybe throwing up an emergency prayer. Now, I'm not saying those are bad things, but if that's where you stop, you know, there's a holy conversation going on. When we have a personal relationship with one another, especially, would you take a moment and think of your best friend or friends? Isn't communication with them two ways? Don't you have privilege sometime for them to listen to you? But in turn, you listen to them. And when you call one another on the phone, do you recognize each other's voice? The scripture passage said this morning that we are his sheep, and his sheep hear his voice. So here's another question. Do you hear his voice? I think you know the King of Kings. He promises we can hear his voice. Now, there's this holy conversation going on. And the word tells us that Jesus only speaks what he hears the Father saying. In John 16, Jesus explains about the coming Holy Spirit. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That's why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. Can you see how the triune God is speaking to one another? But I don't want you to miss the part of what Jesus just said. Coming Holy Spirit. The guys were told, go to Jerusalem and wait until the Spirit comes upon you. Jesus Christ at the River Jordan went and John baptized him and the Holy Spirit descended upon him. And then he went out in ministry. Is that our order? Have we accepted Jesus Christ? You know, if you have, you can stop praying for patience. Because if you have Jesus Christ, you have all the fruit of the Spirit within you. Joy, peace, love, patience. And I'll encourage you to do what I've learned to do. The Lord said, hey, hello, you have all you need. Oh, yes, in Jesus I have all I need. So would you, when you realize, I have to go, Jeannie Martin's getting out, Lord, I'm short on patience here. Jesus, your turn. And I breathe in deep, breathe out slowly, and trust that the Lord will help me to walk with his patience. Where are you coming up short? You know, we have that privilege to be part of this holy conversation because the Spirit lives in us. And what is the Spirit's job? To lead us into all truth. So the holy conversation is not meant to be a mystery. You, all of you can hear God's voice. You remember Mary, who went and sat at the feet of Jesus, listening to what he said. In Luke 10, verse 43, Jesus said, Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her. And so my question, another one for you this morning, is at whose feet are you and I sitting? Do we pray first? Do we pray without ceasing? Do we listen and trust God to order our every step? The kingdom of God lives, according to the word, within us. So, if we have all of Jesus within us and we're filled with the Holy Spirit to reveal God's truth to us, doesn't it stand to reason we can hear the voice of God? And I just want to help us remember, you probably actually are, maybe you're not recognizing it. Did you hear scripture? Did you hear God's voice in the music this morning? Did you hear God's voice in the scripture? Did you receive a picture maybe at some point? My goodness, I know that in this, I know it's a little iffy this morning about the word spring, but in this spring season, as I step outside, do you hear the birds singing? Do you see the new buds? Do you see life awakening? That's what should be happening with us, friends. Every day is a privilege for fresh awakening, fresh revelation, because God is speaking. Sometimes he'll even use that still small voice. But what would that require for me to hear? Do you get still? Do you find quiet space? I don't know about you, but when I find that, in fact, this morning, the Lord, in his grace, I was getting everything packed up and ready to leave and then put my rings on and one is missing. I finally stopped after frantically kind of looking and breathed him in. I said, Lord, you know where the ring is. And he brought to my remembrance, I had taken something off of the desk where I'd set them and put it in my bag. So I went and looked in my bag and I had accidentally grabbed the ring that was missing. And so there it was. Do you know God cared about for me about that little ring? He cares about everything. He is there for you. He's speaking to you. Will you stop and ask? Will you lean in? Now, I will tell you, this great relationship with God comes at a price. You know, Jesus paid the ultimate price because he died on the cross for us. The question is as Jesus humbled himself and went to the cross and died for us, will we humble ourselves? Will we die to self? Will we surrender all? Sometimes it's almost easy to say yes. But what does that look like? What does that feel like? Sometimes that means I don't get it. Will I surrender to the God of the unanswered question? Will I surrender when my emotions are warring around me? Will I surrender when it hurts, when I'm sobbing, when it's hard? Will I trust the verse that says, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. He has allowed it in your life because he wants you to be more like Jesus. He's going to take all of our experiences and grow us. Will you go there with him? So once we get in on the holy conversation, how do we know it's God, you might ask? Well, you're going to know it's God when what you hear resonates with your spirit. If there's, I call it a check in my spirit. There are just times it's unsettling. I hear somebody say something. And forgive me, pastor, sometimes it's my pastor from the pulpit. I'm like, where's that in the word? Because we're called to do what? Test everything against the word. So my prayer is this morning that anything I say that is not of God, you will not hear. It will fall away. That only God is speaking to your heart. You know, Christ will convict our hearts, won't he? I need to know when I'm in the wrong. And so, my God, I know he's going to convict me. So that's so he can heal me. That's so I can confess and repent, so I can turn and be yet more like Jesus and not stuck in my flesh. Satan, on the other hand, is going to be condemning you. So are you hearing condemnation? Are you hearing shame? Those are not of God. Let me help you. Practice saying, Satan, get thee behind me. Because it's often the enemy's voice. Christ will clarify. He's not a God of confusion. Christ will confirm. You know, you're like, if you're like me at all, I want to know, was that really you, God? And there was a point in time in my life I never believed it was really God until I got the third confirmation. Nowadays, he and I are a little closer, and so I can believe a little sooner. But I still pray, God, in my unbelief, help me to believe. Where are you? Now, once you settle it in your heart that as children of God, he desires a close, intimate relationship with you, and he is ever communicating and speaking to you, wow, what peace you will have. His promises are for you. I shared yesterday, there are some times that I just believe the promises, and he went to the cross, he went for everybody else, not me today. But that's a lie from the enemy. That is not true. Jesus Christ went for you. And what does he tell us? You know, if you desire that close relationship, he is ever communicating. He's ever speaking to us. Because he says, my sheep hear my voice and follow me. So let us lean in. Let us listen, and let us, with hearts, to hear. Now, why might I not hear? See, there's that trick, and there's that obstacle to intimacy. I might not hear because of my unconfessed sin. God's not going to give me more until I get real. I come from abuse, and in that process, I needed to confess I had not forgiven. We must forgive. And you know what? God only forgives me to the degree to which I forgive others. And so will you choose to forgive? I shared my ugly prayer with people yesterday. I said my ugly prayer for that was, Lord, I know what you require. In fact, I don't think I even said this yesterday. I don't even like the fact that this is what you require of me. However, today I choose to forgive. And I wrote a name, and across the name I wrote paid in full at Calvary. And I wrote a name, and I wrote paid in full at Calvary. Won't you do the same? It does not matter, by the way, if you're right. If you were the one who, I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, but if you're harboring unforgiveness, I have news for you. The unforgiveness is keeping you. The unforgiveness is holding you back, is causing or allowing a bitter root to grow up in you, perhaps. It's taking your heart and making it hard. We don't have to like that it's God's will for us to forgive. But we do have a choice. Am I going to walk with God or not? And I'd like to encourage you, like I, the Lord continues to hit me over the head with the 2x4 that says, do you get it? Life is simply a choice. Either you're with me, you're for me, or you are not. Every choice. You know, he went to the cross and he died on the cross. And with the power of the Holy Spirit, we have had the propensity to sin broken. With entire sanctification, we have the privilege to make a choice. There's my flesh, there's sin, there's where I want to go. There's God's way. I'm with God or I am not. If we get honest, life really comes down to that simple choice. And we have the power and the authority to make that choice in God's way, in God's will, because he has filled our soul. All of Jesus lives in us. All of the Holy Spirit, power and authority, is in us. So are you walking in unforgiveness, which is a hindrance to that holy conversation, or unbelief? Or do you have a distorted image of who God is? Do you know that your God is a good God? Did you know that your God has plans to prosper you? Plans for that come with hope and a good future? I'll ask one last question. Well, maybe one. Are we walking daily in oneness with God? When we are in an intimate relationship with one another, we share honestly and constantly, daily, don't we? I mean, there are some days go by when my friend, you know, best friend doesn't call or I don't call her, and it's kind of like, oh, today came up a little short because I didn't connect with that person. Boy, we ought to hopefully get to the end of the day and say, oh my goodness, Lord, we didn't get together today. What happened? And do you know, it's possible for you to be with the Lord always. He promises that. I am with you to the end of the age. I am always with you. And not only that, he promises that he goes before us, he comes alongside, and he comes behind. So your God is all over you. He is in you. You are the temple to the King. Today, I want to encourage us to get connected, to stay connected. We must abide continuously so we don't wither and die. Right? We are the branches, he is the vine. And if we abide, we will not wither and die. He promises that. Do you need fresh breath today? As Ezekiel was told, I too will prophesy to the fresh breath. Lord, flood their souls with your fresh breath for the new day. Every morning you wake up, before I open my eyes, I try to breathe in. Thank you, Lord. I get to play today. I get to be part of the day with you today. Let's go spread some joy. Let's go spill out on somebody. Are you the person that when somebody goes by you, they can't help themselves, they have to smile too? Are you the person that somebody might look at, and I see this. I see people heavy laden. The word says we don't have to be. Come to me, you who are weary, right? We don't have to carry all of life. We get to lift it unto the King. He says that when we do that, what we carry then is light. Will you trust that you know your holy God wants you to habitate with him? So we can be part of the holy conversation. We need to be honest and real with the things that hinder our intimacy. We must confess. We must give it to God. We must seek his forgiveness so that we can walk and talk with God, just like Adam and Eve in the garden before they sinned. That's the kind of relationship God wants with us. Will we trust our holy God knows best and is ever faithful? Are we bowed at the feet of Jesus, yearning and learning to grow in intimacy with our God? Is the desire of our hearts to move beyond just sipping spiritual milk and being tossed to and fro? I pray that each one here this morning will choose to grow up in our prayer life and experience greater intimacy with God. We'll press beyond our personal obstacles. So, church, I ask you a question. Is prayer a priority in your life? Do you begin your day with prayer? And everything else in your day emanates from prayer because we are continuously praying. When I see someone troubled, even in the store, Lord, would you have me pray for that person? And I minimally say, Lord, help them. Whatever their need is, would you meet it? Sometimes the Lord gives me ordained appointments, right? Divine appointments, and I get to just come up alongside, and I get to pray with. Do you only speak what God tells you to speak as Jesus in the Spirit? Ooh, what a world we might have. Well, I think the criticism would be missing. Doubting might be missing. Judgment would be missing. Right? If we only spoke what Jesus gave us to speak. Won't you abide with him? Won't you listen? We can hear his voice. Daily breathe in the Holy Spirit, be filled to overflowing, and then go out and have fun. Minister to God's people his amazing love and grace, to his glory and honor. I pray that that be so for each of us. Love the one in front of you. If you will love each one in front, as the Lord places him in front, he will be honored and glorified. Have your way, Lord, in our life. Amen.